In the second reading today, St. Paul tells us that he is being poured out like a libation. The time of his departure is at hand. And he goes on to say that he's competed well, he'd finished the race, he had kept the faith. Now, sometimes when you talk to people, they have this false kind of confidence that they are going right to heaven. And they will actually point to this verse and say, St. Paul knew that he was going to heaven, so isn't it good enough that I can know that? I said, well, this St. Paul wrote toward the end of his life, after he had gone through all of the things that he had been through. You look at his second reading, the second letter to the Corinthians, and he goes through that whole list of things that he had to endure. And by the way, Corinthians was written closer to the beginning of his ministry. And he talks about being whipped and beaten and shipwrecked and stoned and all those different things that happened to him. So when we can say that, yep, we've been through all that, we have kept the faith, we've run the race, then we can probably be pretty confident, yes, I have demonstrated to God that I am faithful. Until then, I wouldn't be so confident. Especially when we look at the gospel reading today. And we hear about this Pharisee who goes before the Lord and thanks him that he is not like everyone else. Now, I have my doubts that anybody here would ever actually do such a thing. I mean, if you come into church and you kneel down and say, oh, Lord, you are so lucky that you made me. Yeah, well, if that's the case, we're already in some pretty serious trouble. But sometimes it's the attitude that we might have when we look at others. Somehow we think we're better than somebody else. We're higher than somebody else, whatever it might be. And so really, while we don't say that to God, it might actually be what's in our minds and in our hearts in some ways. And what we have to be able to recognize when that sort of thing occurs is that God has given to each one of us a set of circumstances in our lives that are the best for us. In other words, what God wants for each and every one of us is to become a saint. And the way that you're going to become a saint is according to the way of life that God has given to you. So, when we look down at somebody who maybe is mentally ill and living out on the street, we have to recognize that that's the way that person's going to become a saint. Or if we look up at somebody because they have this billions of dollars or whatever, that's the way that they're going to become a saint. Not by having billions of dollars or not by living out on the street, but the question is, what do we do in the circumstances of our life? In other words, remember that if we look just at our own self and we see the graces that God has given to us, and we see the graces that he's given to someone else, we understand pretty quickly that we probably couldn't live according to the way that person is called to live. If we were out on the street, maybe we'd be in some big trouble. Or as we learn from these people who win the lottery, they think that everything is wonderful now. They just won $100 million or whatever they won. Come back a year later, and what's happened? Their lives are destroyed. Maybe if we had lots of money, we couldn't handle it and we'd lose our salvation. And so God allows us to struggle. If he's giving you lots of money, that's because he's asking you to be charitable. He's asking you to use the resources you have to be able to help others. If he hasn't given you that, it's because you probably wouldn't be able to become a saint if you had it. And now there's the humility that we have to accept. precisely the point that God pointed out and that our Lord pointed out in the gospel. If we humble ourselves, then we can be exalted. Well, just think about it. If you had a certain set of talents, maybe you'd be really arrogant about it. If you had lots of money, maybe you'd be really arrogant about it. If you had certain circumstances that you looked down on others about, same problem. So God is asking us in our own situation to learn humility, to be able to learn dependence on God. Again, we think about it, and if we had all these abilities and all this money, we might think that we can do this ourselves. We really don't need God. We can learn to rely on our money rather than learning to trust God. So God, in His mercy, does not allow us to have that because He knows that it would destroy us. So there's that point of trying to accept and to be able to cooperate. Again, we go back to St. Paul and we look at all those things that he went through. And what does St. Paul himself tell us? He said, I was an arrogant man. I was angry. I was a blasphemer. So God had to break him of all of that. That's why he was whipped and beaten and shipwrecked and stoned and all those things that he had to go through. So look at your own personality and ask yourself, where are the weaknesses in me? Every last one of us, I can guarantee you, has a whole ton of pride, because pride is at the root of every single sin that we commit. So we all suffer with pride. And if you're looking at yourself right now and saying, not me, then that's the first proof of the amount of pride that you have. You can't even see it, it's so big. So God's going to have to humble us. That's what we heard in the first reading. God is a God of justice, but He's a God of mercy. He's a God of love. And again, He wants you to be a saint. Now the question is, do I want to be a saint? That's the question every one of us has to ask. Do I want to be a saint? Because when we look at the lives of the saints, yeah, again, we can talk about St. Paul as we did already, but we can look at the other saints and see what they had to go through. That's because God had to purify them. In the situation of their life, the areas that stood in the way between them and God had to be removed. That's what that suffering was about. That's what the rejections are about. That's what the abandonment is about. That's what all those things are. So again, we listen to what St. Paul said to us in the second reading about the first appearance in court, and he said, at my first offense, no one appeared on my behalf, but everyone deserted me. Now, the young St. Paul would have been screaming and hollering and pounding on something because these horrible people did this. Now he's near the end of his life, and what does he say? May it not be held against them. He's not angry about it. He's not flailing. You can see the humility that he's learned through all of the struggles that he went through. Unfortunately for all of us, it's the only way. If we want to be humble, unfortunately, the pride has to get beaten out of us. There's no other way. We have to be humiliated. We need to be brought down low. And boy, we don't like that. We love it when we see somebody who's humble, but we sure don't like what it's going to require to get there. And so again, the question is, do we really want to be saints? We can go through our life, and again, as we talked about, God has put you in whatever circumstance He's put you in because somehow that is the best for you. Now, I know you can always look at and say, well, I could think of a whole lot better way. No. Our idea of what's best and God's idea of what's best are usually two different things. The only difference is God is right. Now, we could think of an easier way, we could think of a more pleasant way, we could think of a more exciting way, but it's not necessarily a better way, because God's way is the best. So that doesn't mean you just simply have to throw your arms up and say, well, I guess this is it for the rest of my life. It's no, you cooperate with God, pray and seek His will. But part of that is praying for the acceptance of your circumstances as they are right now. Whatever that may be. You look at your health, you look at your finances, you look at your situation in life, you look at your house, you look at your car, whatever it is. If you're looking and saying, I wish I had that and I wish I had that, but I can't afford it, praise God. Because otherwise you wouldn't have the point of humility that He's giving you. If we have trouble even thinking that we should praise God for that, then you recognize God's going to have to do a whole lot more to be able to get to that point. So that's at least a place where we can start, trying to see that all these things are a gift. Rather than looking with jealousy or with envy at somebody else, recognize that what God is giving you right now is what's best for you right now. It may not be the easiest or the most fun. It is the best. Because given your personality, given your circumstances, whatever has happened to you in your life, whatever is happening in your life, this is the best way to purify you and make you a saint. If you're willing to cooperate. That's where the challenge comes. So if we can try to bring these things to prayer, whatever they are, the things that are pretty easy, yeah, it's easy to be grateful for those. The things that are hard, can we go to prayer and actually be thankful to God for those things? Or if you don't understand, why does this keep happening, or why is God doing this? Go to prayer and ask Him for the grace to be able to accept, to be at peace with the circumstances of your life, and to be able to cooperate with Him so that you can work through whatever it is, and then you can move on. What we all have to learn is to trust God. I know we hear it all the time, God loves you. But when we say that, we mean it with God, it is absolute. God loves you perfectly. And love seeks only what's best for the other. So if God loves you perfectly, He wants only what is the best for you. That's why whatever is happening in your life right now somehow is the best for you. It may not be the best for somebody else. It may not be what you want. That's why we have to go to prayer and be able to seek to understand why. How could this be the best? Most of the time we can't see it until we're through it. And we can look back and go, oh, this is what God was doing with that. This is how He was helping me to grow in virtue. This is what, if I would have cooperated a little bit more, I could have done a whole lot better. But sometimes we don't even understand. So just keep going to prayer and do the best you can. And you go back and you look at all those things that happened to St. Paul. When they started happening, he wasn't jumping up and down and saying, this is great. But eventually, remember, he was in prison. He and Apollos, they had been whipped. They had been beaten. They were in the innermost section of the prison, which ancient prisons were not like the ones we've got now. They were pretty disgusting. They had chains. They had guards. And what did they do? They sang hymns of praise to God. so you can see how this transformation took place in St. Paul. By going through these things, he was stripped of his pride, he was humbled, and he became someone who was filled with love for God. That's what the Lord wants to do for all of us. The problem again, do we want it? We like the idea of the charity. We like the idea of the humility. We just don't like the idea of what it's going to take to get there. So that's why we need to pray. Because prayer conforms us to Christ. And if we're conformed to Christ, that means we're going to be perfectly charitable and perfectly humble. That means that the things that we have in our lives, whatever comes our way, eventually we can actually accept it, embrace it, and even rejoice in it. That is possible by the grace of God for every last one of us. So then we can look at somebody else's circumstance. And rather than thinking that either they're better than I am, or I'm better than they are, or I'm higher than they are, thankfully that's not me. Remember what St. Augustine said, if it weren't for the grace of God, that would be me. And just recognize that somehow this is how God's making that person a saint. And what's our response to it? Because that's part of how he's going to make us into a saint. And to be able to understand that maybe I wouldn't be able to do what that person's doing. With my personality, with my situation, I would crash if that happened to me. That person's becoming a saint. I would go the other way if that was happening. See, if we can see it that way, we can actually be humble in the face of all the circumstances of life. We don't think ourselves better than anyone because we recognize God is giving us this because that's what's best. He's given it to them because that's what's best for them. Now all we have to do is cooperate. The only way to cooperate is to pray. So that's the point. Turn to God. Come to him in prayer. Learn to rely on him. Be dependent on him. And then trust him. So that no matter what happens in your life, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter how good or bad they may seem, somehow, in the mystery of God, in the providence of God, that is what's the best for you. Because by accepting it and cooperating, God will help you to be humble, he will help you to be charitable, and he will make you into a saint.